I'm here to say that to leave Lebanon alone from Israel and to let Lebanon free.
I'm here to protest against the U.S. occupation and the Israeli occupation aided by the U.S. in Lebanon and Palestine and Gaza. I want to protest against that. It's all about their power, their economy, their U.S. imperialist needs. I want to stop their occupation and all the oppressed people in Palestine and Lebanon. They're suffering all the military attacks from Israel and everything. They don't have an army, so they go to the last option, suicide bombs and this. Israel is the one who has the army, and they're the ones saying they're defending themselves.
I'm here to support the Israelis and to let U.S. know that they shouldn't control every country. They should let them speak out and basically have their own voice and freedom.
I'm here to support all the Palestinians, and I want the United States to stop aiding Israel because they have no right to invade someone's country and basically kick them out, and they have a right to speak out and be free.
So what got you involved? Why did you become a protester all of a sudden?
Because, I mean, as I've been watching the news, I've been seeing that there's so much injustice in the world, and people are too afraid to speak. So that's why I just want to talk for them and have a voice.
So how old are you? Let me start with that.
15.
So you're 15 and you're here. How long have you been an activist?
We met Jom right the next day we got deported from Canada, and the Jom people came picked us up from there. And since then, we started working with Jom people, and immigrants have been kicked out from America because they're here to protect themselves. And people in Palestine, they're also protecting themselves, and they're getting kicked out their own countries.
I'm 18 years old. I've just started being an activist in Jom. It's all these things that I realized that were going around. You know, I encountered some of the racism, all these isms. So I mean, I wanted to do something instead of being vulnerable or sit there.
And who are you here with? I'm here with Jom, based in Rising Up and Moving. It's a community-based organization based in Jackson Heights, Queens. We organize low-income South Asian immigrant families and youth who are affected by detention and deportation, especially the war on terrorism. So in Jom, we're clear, we support human rights and immigrant rights here, but we're seeing that struggle that U.S.'s foreign policies affect the third world, and people are getting displaced from their home countries, and they're forced to migrate to the U.S., and when they come to the U.S., they're
I'm from Palestine, Ramallah, Jerusalem. I have been in this country 2.5 years, and we have been in this job. This is the second year for us and our party called Socialism, the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And it's to protect the people from Palestine, Iraq, stop wars everywhere. And so also it's not only about Arab or Muslim or Jewish, it's about all the people from all over the world.
Do you have family in Palestine right now?
Yeah, my sister and my mother over there.
How are they doing?
They are okay right now. Our town is not that safety or something like that. But still, I'm scared about them because they live under the bombings. A lot of problems going over there. Yeah.
So the Answer Coalition, since our founding in 2001, we've been very big on the Palestinian plight. Answer Coalition stands for Act Now to Stop War and Racism. And we see the Palestinian struggle as a struggle that, really distinguishes the people from the politicians. Because you see some politicians who are anti-war, but then when you talk about Palestine, everybody in the government's in agreement that they need to support Israel and that, Palestine doesn't need to be recognized. So it's really always been a, something that we can use as a people's movement to really distinguish ourselves from what the bourgeois media is saying. So we call for a media end to all funding to Israel from the U.S. We say a media end, obviously, to the conflict. We don't call for a disarming on both sides. We call for a disarming on the Israeli side. We recognize the Palestinian people and the Lebanese people to pick up guns in defense, and we support that, and we're in solidarity with that. But we call for a disarming and immediate taking out of troops from the coastal regions of everywhere around Palestine and Lebanon.
As youth, we have seen throughout history, is the youth, involvement and youth organizing together, create great changes in our society. So it's our job as youth to, politicize ourselves and doing the education, because we are the future and the youth are the future of tomorrow. And we need to come to the streets and take it on, because it's the youth whose voices needs to be heard. And youth are saying they're tired of, U.S.'s policies abroad and at home, it affects their lives day to day.
That's why being an activist here, I'm trying to make a change, at least a little bit of change. There's nothing big.
All of us, we have to step up and say something for them, because this is just wrong what's happening. And since we've all come together as one, we have to fight for Palestinians, because no one is listening to them over here. So I know if we start here, something will happen in the future, and Bush will have to listen to us.